Actually, no, I need a test to say something.
Cocksucker. Cocksucker 1, 2. Cocksucker.
Cocksucker 3, 4.
Okay.
Testicles.
Thank you. I'm going to play.
House cocksucker. I listened to last week today just so I could be prepared.
Good.
All right, here we go. I'm going to do the sounder. Shut up, Moreno. Shut up. I'm fucking pissed off at Moreno. I'm fucking pissed off at Kupka for talking shit on the fucking fantasy board. Whatever. Listen, I'm here. Jack fucking Valley's here.
That's right.
I didn't know what to call you there. I stumbled. Like 14 names in my head. No, what to say.
Imagine how I feel.
And the fucking man himself, TM. Tom, what's going on? You've, Well, I'll save this conversation before we start it because I haven't got that much time to fuck around. We are on episode 8 of season 6. No one. Is that what it's called? No one?
Yep.
No. Yes. Yeah?
Yeah.
Fuck, yes. I'm awesome today. I'm awesome tonight.
Man, you're wonderful.
It's my fucking night. So we're going to start at the HBO symbol and we're going to press play when I say go. Are you two ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go. TM, you did the first commentary of the season with me.
Correct.
And I have not spoken to you since. How has this season played out for you, sir?
Well, in a word, epic. Mm-hmm. I have loved every episode up until this one. It is such a different experience watching, not having read the material, and I'm on board with everything you guys have been excited about. I've been really enjoying the commentaries, especially since Falvey got on board because he knows his shit, and it's just been great. It's been a great season of television. Finally, something good to watch.
There you go.
Excellent.
There you go. It's been settled. This is a fucking fantastic season. I don't know. We're getting so close to the end. I don't know. I think we've covered a lot of where we rank this season and why we think it's so different and why is it so enjoyable. I think we just got to let this play out. I'm going to have trouble tonight containing my excitement for the next episode, so I want to try and focus on this episode as much as I can. Even, I feel like I've forgotten a lot of this episode already for some reason.
There's really only one thing in this episode that I absolutely fucking loved. Everything else was kind of just a wash again. I felt like it was putting people in places that they probably need to be in for the next 2 hours of television, and other than that, not much else. So,
yeah, Falvey, I'm happy to hear you say that because I didn't want to come in here with a negative attitude, but I will say that it was definitely somewhat, I hope, of a setup episode because there was a lot of talky-talky to the point where couple times I turned to Carrie T. M. It was just kind of like, can we get on with it already? Because you know what's coming. You know, like, it's, there's so much next week. Like,
yeah.
It's almost, it was like you had to bear through it. Like, I'm not going to shit on it, but I was like, oh my God, we're so close.
Mm-hmm. Well, this episode killed a lot of ideas that, that fans have had, that people are theorizing about certain storylines. I mean, essentially, this episode just kind of confirms that Arya is a fucking dope.
She's dope or a dope?
A dope.
A dope.
A dope. Okay.
I mean, the way that she you know, obviously the end of last episode, you know, she's stabbed by the waif with a different face on. And this episode just sort of makes it so that, yeah, no, there was nothing else planned. It was just Arya being a fucking moron. So I don't know. A lot of little things annoyed me.
Well, Law said, you said it a couple episodes ago, I think, during one of these like storyline scenes. You were like, is this going to end up just being a complete waste of time? Mm-hmm. And I since the theories that were on Reddit about it not being Arya last week because of all that blah, blah bullshit, obviously we know in this scene that it was her. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like it really was. It seems like the House of Black and White was just kind of like a time killer, if anything.
It also means that she learned nothing from Jack and Hagar, because if she got stabbed that way, I mean, clearly she didn't pay attention to any of her training.
I'll bring that up more at the end, but I was getting so frustrated when she kept running away from the waif. It's like, what are you running for? I thought you trained for this moment. Why are you not fighting back?
I think that she was leading her back to the room, right?
Yeah. At that point, I can see where that's part of the plan, but it's just
right. Up to then. Good point. No, you're right about that. Right.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a lot more when we get to it, but
sure. Now I know what you're saying, yeah.
And then I was just going to start talking about it again. Okay, I'll let it go.
It's hard not to. It's some of the only action in the episode.
Actually, this is Arya's spot right here. So last week, yeah, we talked about all the reasons why it didn't feel right. Like this, that we didn't even think this was Arya. The left-handedness, the out in the open without Needle, why was she in that room and blew out the candle and made it seem like she was going to wait for the waif and all that shit. And then all of a sudden she's wide out in the open. It didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And all those theories came, and a lot of them sounded nice, you know? They sounded like, oh, that's kind of cool. That would be kind of cool. What's his name? Jack, you were all fucking... You had a big, giant, throbbing boner for... what's his name? Sirio? Is that his name?
Oh, Sirio Pharrell, dude. Oh, yeah.
So they were putting out all these pictures where everyone thought fucking Sirio was in them. I saw, like, an on-the-set picture where this guy had an afro, and everyone was saying that was him. All this fucking bullshit. And none of it ends up happening. It just ends up she's fucking got stabbed in the stomach for fucking stopping and looking at a sunset for 5 minutes when there's a fucking trained killer after her. And she knows that.
That's the thing. She knows and prepares for it, obviously, by leaving Needle in that room.
Yeah.
So, like, what? Part of her plan was to take a potentially fatal stab wound and then, like, gain the upper hand by other means? I mean, it's just... fucking bad writing.
Even if it, like, the end, I thought it was kind of obvious how she was leading her to the room. Like, you know, putting the blood on the walls and all that kind of shit.
Oh, yeah.
But even if that was the plan, like, it really fucked up for her if that was the plan. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she wouldn't end up here if that was the plan. Like, why would she go here, right?
Right. I don't know. So, one thing that I thought of when they kind of focused on this scene, mm-hmm. and Arya is talking about, you know, who knows what's west of Westeros. Do you think that's where Jorah is? Going to find a cure for grayscale?
No, maybe.
I mean, why else mention it, you know?
I don't know.
Planting some seeds, maybe. We'll have to see.
You are a conspiracy cocksucker.
That's right.
Wouldn't west of Westeros just be Essos? as you make your way around the globe, or are we
not according to this? Not this according world, to these flat? Two.
It's Easteros.
True.
Easteros, the land of House Crispin Glover.
You got to drink that milk of the poppy. That shit knocks you out good.
But do you guys remember my conversation about milk of the poppy when?
Oh yeah.
I found out what it really was said, because the dude that reads the books has this fucking thick accent when every single person voice he does.
Yep.
And I thought for fucking three books or two books it was milk of the puppy. I thought they were drinking like fucking puppy milk. And the other one was the Unsullied.
Mm.
I always thought it was the Unsolid. because of the way he said it.
Oh, God, that's way worse.
Yeah, it's way worse. But I didn't understand why they were on solid, and I thought, oh, well, it's because they have no dick. Like, I thought that's why they were on solid.
Jeez.
Fucking guy. I blame him. I blame that guy.
Mm.
Okay, right before we get to this, real quick. Do we not just get that Arya, at the end of this episode, is a badass because of her stay at the House of Fucking Fuck? Like, do we believe in her training now? Now that she... does she have to fight everyone in the dark? Is that the only problem?
That's the thing. Like, where's she Daredevil now? I don't know. It just seems like wasted time to me, in all honesty, because I don't think that she gained many skills. Mm-hmm. Like, because think about it, right? That scene of her defeating the Waif is possibly, you know, part of, like, her training montage, okay? Yeah. So... the only reason that she has to deal with that chick in the first place, oh, it's awful, it's because of the fucking fact that she was training and she's hated because she failed or something, right?
Did you guys
see, so take
you,
a,
hold on, did you see that guy's bag empty out when he took the axe away from his nuts?
Oh, yeah.
Like, there was just his bag emptying out. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, it's awful. Oh, God. But no, like, take that whole section of the story away from Arya, mm-hmm. and I kind of like her as, like, she's already sort of a badass due to, like, what she does with Jack and Hagar, Harrenhal, and all that other shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like, this just seems like a fucking waste.
It seems like the longest training montage of all time, if that's the way you're going to look at it. If her fucking dropping the mic basically with Hagar at the end there... is the end of the montage. It took, like, over a season of television to get through it.
Right.
Whereas they could have, like had maybe two episodes of showing her.
And her whole storyline between seasons was predicated on a bullshit cliffhanger that meant nothing in the end. Mm-hmm. It's bad writing, dude.
Should have just disappeared like Bronn did.
Yeah, like would have been way better.
Yeah.
I don't know. I will say this, though, even though, like, and I that was my least favorite storyline for the last couple seasons, but at least she comes out Arya Stark and not,
yeah,
like, the girl has no name. Like, I'm glad she's still who she is because it keeps her in the family because they, you know, she's got to get back involved somehow. That's my hope.
I have a feeling her story's going to be different in the book. I have a feeling Jar Jar really liked that fucking line he had going for her, and for some reason he's going to stick to it, and she's going to become something completely different in the book.
Right, yeah. Well, then I might actually have to read it.
was that your choice? Like, you're just not going to read it now that you watch the season?
I mean, when is it going to come out? Like, the further away it gets, the less I give a shit I get. I don't know. It's hard for me to read something I already... have an idea about.
Yeah, but
I don't know if it could keep my interest.
I'm gonna read it just to see how different it is, you know what I mean? Because I do believe it's going to be different. I think not reading it, I mean, sorry, waiting for it and not reading the show like Murano and fucking Kupka are doing, that I think that's ridiculous. I honestly do. I just can't.
Yeah, I wouldn't have made it. There's no way. This was too... but it's been so good. I mean, anyone around... my whole family's watching it. Carrie's watching it. Like, everyone would be just like, you don't understand what you're missing. Like, I would have gave in so quickly anyway. Like, there's just no way I wouldn't. Yeah.
And that cocksucker Kupka, let me tell you something. Tune into the fucking Binge Cast Monday, because I found something out about that cocksucker that I'm going to fucking lay him out for.
Oh, shit.
Much violence in this episode. I forgot how much violence is in it. What was the one awesome part you're talking about, Jack? Because this is pretty awesome. That last part was awesome, and then the end was awesome.
The fucking reintroduction of two of my absolute favorite characters. Mm-hmm. Fucking Beric Dondarrion and Thoros of Myr.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this shit's pretty good. But again, it's like, you know, what is all this building to, right? Because now, completely out of left field, trial by combat's not on the table. So, I don't know. Is this just, like, the ultimate fall of Cersei? Or, Like, what is that secret that she's talking to her fucking maester about?
Dude, I don't know. But the fucking the tinfoil hat wearing motherfuckers on Reddit really hate this episode.
Yeah. Because
we've already gone through the Arya thing, and now with the trial by combat being fucking sucked out of the picture, there's gonna be no fucking Clegane Bowl. Like, is this, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Well, one thing that I was thinking about, in terms of Cersei's story.
Yeah.
So we don't really know exactly what this guy is referencing when he says, I checked into that secret and it's, you know, much bigger than we thought. Is he talking about wildfire?
I don't know.
Because if he is, then it's kind of a nice symmetry with the Mad King's story, you know, that maybe she would be known as the Mad Queen someday if she were to try and burn King's Landing.
That's interesting. I thought I had missed something there, but so what you're saying is we don't know.
I mean, I don't know. But I could have also missed something. But judging by what you said, I think probably not.
Yeah.
She fucking brain just soaked the back of her horse right there when she saw Jamie. The horse is just like, what the fuck? Did you just piss on me?
Is it raining?
She doesn't even get moist. I hate that word moist. She just gets sopping. Like, it just...
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Honestly, it's like a fucking sink full of water all of a sudden.
No.
It's something clogged up the sink and it just...
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Make a special plunger for that? I'm gonna leave that alone.
Fucking Bronn.
It's good to see him. Good he's back.
Best nickname ever, Pod the Rod.
He's like... Bronn, I feel like he's fucking... He would fit in really well with this podcast. Like, this site, actually. Because he, like, says all the shit that we, would ask. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he actually... I'm sure at some point we discussed whether we'd fuck Brain. And he does it on the show. Like, you know what I mean? In the same universe, he's asking fucking... He's asking Pod if he'd fuck her.
So true.
Oh, this fucking guy. This was all, I don't know, uneventful yet eventful. Is that a good way to describe what everything that went down here?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like... I mean, this scene in particular is just fan service, right? Mm-hmm. There's no reason for this to be here, except for have these guys talk again, which I'm fine with.
Yeah. I'm not talking specifically about this scene. I mean, this whole outcome with the Black.
The storyline, yeah. Well, I feel like even Jamie and Jamie and Brienne, it's like I thought it would be more exciting for the two of them to cross paths, and we just pop into the tent and they're just having this really like low volume conversation. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, I wonder if part of it is like they needed to get Jaime out of King's Landing for some reason, story wise.
Could be, but we discussed this last week. In the book, he hasn't even went back yet.
Right.
So he went straight here and he hasn't even been back to fucking King's Landing yet.
Yeah.
So who knows? It's a weird order that we're trying to follow. So we at the same time we've seen this, but we've also kind of seen what happens when he gets back already. You know what I've seen? Like, it's a weird situation for book readers, anyways.
That's true.
And still his motivation in this whole episode, he just keeps bringing. I just have to get back to Cersei. So he's already been back.
It's gross.
It's gross.
He's fucking. You know, he's. I'm fucking hating him again. Like, there's nothing I like about him in this episode. He's being a dick. Talking shit about fucking Starks. He's fucking big shit talker. Fuck him with his own hand. They really pushed this relationship, right, in this episode? The wave at the end I thought was a little cheesy. when she's paddling.
Yeah, he waves with it. When we get there, I can't wait to get to that scene because I rewound it like four times today. It doesn't even it looks like his real hand, but it's his right hand.
It's his right hand. Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? I kept rewinding it. I was like, that's supposed to be fake. Come on. Well, you know what? Maybe him having a heart for her and, like, you know, having a friendship with this random, you know, maybe it ends up biting him in the ass in a battle down the road. Maybe that's his demise. You know, she might end up having to kill him.
I feel like that's exactly why it's here.
Right? Because she says it. She says it. She's like, just so you know, my loyalty will lie with Sansa Stark.
You know,
he's I hope it doesn't come to that. It's a pretty blatant foreshadowing, though.
That's what I mean. Okay, like this one I can get behind because it seems, you know, it's not unique or out of the ordinary. It's not like something we haven't seen before. But I'll tell you what this episode has done for me is it's laid me off thinking that every single scene, every single conversation, every single spoken word in this show is going to have meaning at some point, one time or another down the line. I'm not
totally.
I can't do it anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I do love going to Reddit. I do. I love looking at the fucking memes and the fucking the conspiracies and all that. It's fun, but I don't want to get sucked into them anymore. This episode, like, Clegane Bowl was the one. I thought that they nailed it. I thought that was it. You know what I mean? There's still the huge theory about fucking Jon Snow, which everyone is also fucking 100% is true. You know what I mean? What if it's not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it might not be.
Like, it's just, I can't get sucked into it anymore, man. I was really disappointed when, and who's to say something like that still doesn't happen? They could still fight, and that's all cool.
Yeah, know? Absolutely. But, I was going to say, I mean, they're obviously, their storylines, I mean, the Hound is going to the Stark side slowly. Mm-hmm. I mean, whether he's not necessarily on board, but, I mean, he ain't going the other way. There's still a good chance they match up in a battle. He could be the only one that could kill the Mountain.
Well, I actually will go the opposite direction. Again, this whole episode is largely underwhelming to me, right? But I do like the fact that the writers aren't completely playing into the obvious hand of the fans expect this. And yes, of course, this is exactly what we're doing. Like, I do like that they're still saying no. Like, the show has never been about giving you exactly what you want. It's been about a story that, you know, is going to develop however it's going to develop, and we're not going to fucking spoon feed it to you at any point. Right. So yeah, it sucks that trial by combat's not happening, but on a cosmic scale, I'll say, I think it's still pretty interesting.
It is
uncompromising. It is
interesting, but have you noticed the biggest theories, like the most popular theories, even the one that sprung up last week about Arya, these theories, they all end positively.
Right.
They all end with the good guy, like, winning, basically. And who's, well, of let's course. Not, okay, let's not say, who, let's just say, if the Clegane Bowl, just that happening is a good thing. Okay, so I'm not saying whether the Hound won or not, like, we didn't know who was going to win.
Right.
But it's always, like, what the fans would think is awesome.
It's always fan service.
Yeah. It's never anything horrible. Right. Well, at least I've never seen any. I've never read any fucking theories that go to show, like, Jon Snow's going to be fucking skinned next episode and hung on a fucking pole. Like, I haven't read that theory anywhere.
Yeah.
Because no one wants it to fucking happen. The fucking battle's gonna end with fucking Bolton dancing around wearing Sansa's fucking skin. That might be a theory.
Oh
that
my
I,
god!
You know what I mean? Like,
but who says that that's not a possibility? Absolutely. I mean, Ned Stark got beheaded in season one. Like, so shit's still all got to be on the table.
That's why this. Well, not. I don't want to jump the gun on anything, but this next episode could be one of the most. Maybe one of the craziest ones we've watched, just because nobody knows what the fuck's gonna go down.
Yeah, because it's so big. It's the first, you know, penultimate episode that nobody absolutely knows anything. We've said that all season about this show.
Right.
Mind you, there's still bits and pieces that we've read about, and but this is the big episode where shit always goes down, episode 9 every season. And it's been, you know, they've already told us it's the most expensive fucking episode they've ever done. It's the most, the biggest scale fucking battle they've ever done. Like, the hype for this episode is ridiculous.
What is hype? May never die.
This fucking pussy cocksucker. I think I'd rather have Joffrey on the fucking throne.
I'm telling you, boys. I honestly had that exact same thought during this scene the second time I watched this episode. Yeah, I was just like, oh my god, for some reason I actually miss Joffrey right now. How much longer can this last?
No, it's got to be done. It's like, if episode 9 is dedicated to this battle and whatever else the fuck, episode 10's got to be with this dude getting... with Margaery planning, like, carrying out her shit. Whatever the fuck she's got planned, it's got to happen.
Yeah, she wasn't on this episode again.
No, she's not even in it.
It's weird. This is like this, you know, I know that there was a lot of joking about storylines that were dropped in previous seasons, but this season seems to be dropping a lot of shit.
Like what?
Well, like Loras and Margaery. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's popped up a little bit, but... I don't know. She hasn't been at the forefront of things as much as I anticipated she might be. Like, that whole storyline.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought the last few episodes she had, right? Like, because there was the walk of shame, and then the rose picture to her grandma, which I thought is setting up something pretty big. Mm. Because this is all fucking... This is boring bullshit. This fucking... I'm with the church bullshit. Like, it's just so fucking awful in my eyes. I hate it.
Yeah.
And this hurts. His decision hurts Cersei. And I'm still hating it. Like, I want everything always bad to happen to her. Like, everything in the show should happen to this stupid cunt. Because I fucking despise her, right? And yeah. This is bad for her, and I still hate the decision. Like, it just, fuck this. It's awful.
Well, it's just, it's taking the game out of the thrones, exactly. You know?
Yeah.
Just like, now it's all frumpy political religious bullshit.
I know it's at the end of the episode, but I have to talk about when Daenerys walks in at the end. Is that not a fucking superhero moment or what? Like, is that literally...
The fucking Power Rangers theme song literally played in my head when she walked in.
That is like... I swear they just lifted that scene off the Supergirl TV show. Like, that's how Supergirl showed up at some fucking house one day. When there was a bunch of fucking monsters outside. Like, it was so fucking over the top, man.
Yeah. Yeah, horrible. Horrible. This fucking scene. Oh, God. This was awful.
This is awful. I'm telling you, Tyrion has just not been good overall this year.
I think that Martin didn't tell them anything about Tyrion, and they were like, oh, fuck. He wins Emmys, so we gotta
something. But how can you fuck him up this badly? Like, oh my god. I'm sure they've taken some liberties that they've fucking nailed for, you know, the viewership. This one, your greatest character, and you've just written a bunch of fucking dick and fart jokes, and like, you know what I mean? Like, it's... Well, I guess not fart jokes, but...
It's a heartbeat away.
It is. It literally is.
Yeah, it's pretty disappointing. Especially since this is like the third time the three of them have been sitting in a room drinking and talking about something or playing a game or some bullshit.
Yeah, Law, it's funny though, because when we did episode 1, we loved the scene with the dick joke when they were walking, when him and Varys were just walking down the hill, because we thought it was great, and now they've just completely dragged it all this too much.
It was, I mean, if sporadically... Fine, let Tyrion be drunk and fucking belligerent, you know what I mean? I like that. That's always been him. But there hasn't been a fucking scene in this show where he's been taken seriously by anybody. In this series, I mean. This season. It's
right.
Always just him fucking talking about getting drunk and dicks. That's it. I just summed up every fucking conversation he has.
Right, and then supposedly he orchestrated the like, he basically fixed he fixed Marine.
Yeah.
And then Varys leaves and it blows up in his face. So literally nothing. He's done nothing.
Well, okay, so here's a question, and we kind of glossed over it because we were talking about other shit, but Varys, he's leaving. He's going to do something.
Yeah.
Where is he going?
I don't know. I have no idea what he's doing.
Does he have anything to do with the slave masters returning?
Hmm.
Taking advantage of a situation, maybe.
I don't know.
Getting out in time?
That's weird. I never even thought about that. Never crossed my mind. So the conspiracy.
Well, how long has he been gone? Right now, I mean, like an afternoon.
Yeah, something like that.
So he could have just planned it and took off.
He could have texted him and said, "Yes, my lords, it's time. You may attack."
You idiot! There's no texting. He just rode out into the water and held a sign with a big arrow to show them where to go. That was how he texted them.
Yeah, with the words "done, bro" underneath it.
No dragons in brackets.
Yeah.
No dragons, GG.
So, I mean, what could he? I mean, you guys think that we'll? I would think we don't see much of this next episode, and this will also be season 10 because Daenerys is always on the final episode. Not season 10, episode 10. Yeah, so you figure she'll be on. Yeah.
Yeah, I think though. I mean, correct
because
me
because what's his place has come. Ironborn is common.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I read the plot fucking outline for next episode, and she is on the next episode. Theon and her meet next episode.
Really?
Theon and Daenerys?
Yep. It's in the actual outline of the episode. It says it.
Oh, so Theon and his sister make it here before. Yep. Okay, right. Well, which would make sense because the other one's got to build 1,000 ships, and that can't take one episode because I won't buy it.
Right.
That's a lot. It's a lot of ships.
It's a lot of ships. Right.
Yeah.
It's plus, a lot of fucking ships.
Plus, I don't think not Joshua Jackson has any sort of degree in carpentry. So.
And there's not. Yeah, but he doesn't have trees, to. He told everybody else to do it.
There's not many trees either on that fucking island.
Yeah. That's the best thing. There's like maybe a tree.
They got to take down all the Indiana Jones bridges to build the boats.
All right, we'll have to stretch it out.
Still not enough wood.
They have fucking so many Indiana Jones bridges. Everybody's got their own Indiana Jones bridge. It's like, come on. Like, from the living room to the kitchen, you need an Indiana Jones bridge? Like, give me a break, guys. They're just fucking... Fuck these trees. We don't need them. And they're just fucking constantly building Indiana Jones bridges. There's like large, extra large, super long. So many different sizes of bridges. They wanted to just connect them all the way to Marine.
Man, no shit. If we just lay them all across the water and connect them, we'll make it.
I actually kind of do like this scene. I do. Because this guy fucking looks like he has balls, but then immediately has no balls after it, so it kind of sucks. But I like how he stood up for himself a little bit against Jaime.
I like the writing here. I mean, it's a nice... it's a nice comparison to, like, how Jaime was treated when he was a prisoner, you know? Yeah. Like, I like that he has some empathy for the guy, but at the same time, though, all the bullshit that he's spewing kind of spoils his character for me. Jaime, I mean.
And the fact that it turns him, like, it, you know, it convinces him to fucking betray his people. Or not betray him, but just basically hand them over.
Right.
It sucks. It would piss me off. It pisses me off just watching. This guy's a
pussy. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So and ultimately, this episode, the reason... Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, so this fucking episode mentioned Catelyn Stark at least 3 times.
I was just going to say that.
So I thought I thought for sure a certain somebody was popping up, but I think that the writers are just fucking with people at this point.
It could be, or that if that would happen, and I don't want to fall into it again because look at it, I was number one proponent of fucking having Lady Stoneheart pop up at the end of season fucking four or whatever. And I don't want to fall.
Well, back we were all convinced.
Yeah, but if it fucking happened at the end of the season, I would just lose my. It would be the perfect cap off to an awesome season. I'm telling you. But I'm not. I don't believe it. I swear to God, I do not believe that's going to happen. I'm out of that fucking tin hat.
Let me ask you this, because you guys do more internet research than I do. So it was basically. I think that you guys discussed it earlier. It's been said that actress is not listed anywhere, right? Like she's not a part of this season.
Yeah,
like
if she would be fucking almost confirmed. Yeah, but she's not.
Correct, but that would also be a dead giveaway.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Have shows ever done that? Like you know, withheld information about who's
cast. The Hound was not listed in the cast list until the episode that he showed up.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, cool. That was okay. Still kind of spoiled.
Yeah, they do that all the time.
Yeah.
I wasn't spoiled. I somehow avoided that spoiler.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I mean,
well, I don't mean spoil. I just
talking
mean...
about. I just kept saying like that shit ain't happening. Oh, okay. And then when that episode started, I had no idea what was about to happen.
I thought like once I got into the whole Clegane Bowl theory, the conspiracy. No, let's say theory. And then Ian McShane said what he had said. I thought that was what cemented it for me that he was coming back.
Same here.
Yeah. Because Ian McShane said he had. I'm only there to bring back. A beloved character that everyone thought was dead.
No, he worded it differently, though. I think he said, "I'm here to bring back a cocksucker that was on earlier this seasons." I'm pretty sure that's what he said in the interview.
It's much closer to that. You're right.
Yeah. Glad I didn't hear any of that. I'm glad I did not.
I love how Blackfish is the only person with a brain in this whole scene. It's like, no, don't lower the gate. All right, I'll see you guys later. Like he just walks away like it's cool. Like. Don't lower the gate, okay? Okay. We all know that, right? We all know this is a trick. And then this fucking idiot. But he's my Lord Commander.
But, sir.
I don't like how Blackfish went out either. Look at this guy was a fucking stud in the book. This guy owned every fucking page he was on.
Yeah, well, budget. That's.
Fucking budget. God damn it. You could show him fight a little bit. Love a fuck. Give him a fucking honorable exit.
Yeah, I agree.
Goes into a fucking alley and before he goes, he's like, "I don't know if I can fight anymore. Bye."
Yeah. I'll make bloody well embarrass myself. Well, that's why we didn't film it. Get the fuck out of here. Now the Blackfish. I feel that his outfit looks like fish scales.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Did the nickname come first, or did the outfit come first? See, now I'm noticing that these guys are kind of wearing the same outfit. It's just like a Tully thing. I feel like
the name always comes first, and then they kind of dress up as to what. Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, like the Lords of House Cocksucker, they just dress up like chickens, you know, but that's just because they had to appropriate something with that name, so.
Like, really fierce-looking cocks, though. Like, not... Not just chickens. Come on, let's give him some sort of mention there.
House cocksucker. Yeah, I mean, so like one of you guys said this before. Obviously, the end game of this storyline, this episode, is important, but it—I don't know. It's been all talky. It was a little dragged. I don't know. I kind of hate Jamie too, Law. Like, I'm kind of back to not being able to stand him.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's getting his groove back, his Lannister groove, and that sucks.
Right. Well, exactly.
He's back to having that attitude of, you know, you can't arrest me. My dad's a lawyer, so.
Yeah, no shit. That's incredible, Bobby.
Oh, Lord Tully, so glad you're back. Yeah, give me your sword. Drop your pants and bend over, because they're coming.
Prepare the royal Vaseline.
Prepare the royal shit shoots. Worst battle ever, by the way. They just walk in and there's a big pile of swords. They're walking over their banners and shit. It's just like, oh, this is the worst.
The fucking new guy is just, you know, bringing up the rear. He's like, oh, my lord, we can make another chair with these.
That's brilliant. That's probably how the fucking chair was made, right? All the fucking laid down swords. I never even thought of that. How'd they get these swords? Did they make the swords for the chair? Fucking brilliant, Jack Valley.
Yeah, well,
did they weld them together? Is there welding in Westeros?
Probably.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I don't see how there's welding, though. It's not really a gas...
Oh, okay. So, you know, a world where, like, dragons exist, you can't just assume that somebody figured out how to put two pieces of metal together with some fire. All right.
Fucking... you have a good argument, sir. Thank you.
I'm just saying.
This is just all stupid. So, you get Brian's running, and fucking Blackfish is fucking... It's just stupid. I hate this whole scene.
Pod the Rod's just kind of doing his thing.
I was just like, let's go. Like, who cares if he's not coming? Let's go. Fuck. Yeah. He's already got one fucking ore going. Sorry.
So real quick here. So the deal that Brienne made with Jaime. So the Tully army, are they getting free passage out of the castle? Or are the Lannisters and Freys just killing all of them right now? Because if they were to be allowed out, then wouldn't they join Snow's army? I'm assuming because they're in the Brienne is in the boat that they're the only two that got away. Well, they've just slaughtered the Tully army.
Her deal doesn't work though, right? Because I don't know. I don't know if her deal is held up because it was supposed to be Blackfish that was brought to Jaime. Like that, it was Blackfish that had to fucking surrender to Jaime.
Oh, right. And because he did, and Jaime said, you have till nightfall. And once nightfall came, Jaime's plan went into effect. So she had to get the fuck out of there. Okay, right. So Snow and Sansa are not getting these troops. So they still have 98 troops or whatever they have.
I guess so. I don't know. I guess we're going to have to see how that plays out next episode. I mean, yes. If we ever even come back here or whatever, it doesn't matter.
I'm sure it's... Well, we'll... I mean...
Yeah, if they join the battle, I'm sure someone will mention
it. Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, your mom's fucking people are here. Oh, yeah, cool. Like, that's that's the exchange that'll happen.
Oh, great. Here we go. Watch... Where are you... What are you guys on time? Have you seen the wave? Because I'm about to see it.
I'm right here. It's right... He's doing it, but now you can't see it yet.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm going to get 2 seconds behind you guys. All right, it looked fake when it was coming up.
Oh, yeah, okay. I thought that was... There was going to be more of it. But yeah, it does look... It's fake. It's a fake hand.
Yeah.
It's kind of silly that he would wave with that, though.
I don't know. I've watched this in a couple strange places. Once on a treadmill.
I wish he was like...
Once it aired.
I wish he was like... I watched it at work, so I probably didn't notice it either. I wish he was like the bad guy in Enter the Dragon, where he had a whole bunch of different hands. Like, you know what I mean? Like, weapon hands? It'd be fucking awesome. Like, one was a rake. One was like a fucking knife.
Right. Oh, hell yeah. Again, if you could make the Iron Throne, you could make those friggin'...
Absolutely.
Accessories.
Come on, Jack Valley. The fuck? They can weld a fucking throne of swords together, but they can't make him a cool fucking hand?
Listen, I don't know what the process is for submitting a change request. So, I can't really speak on the level of detail.
Give him a fucking Wolverine claw? For fuck's sakes, what the fuck?
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Yeah. Why are you yelling at me for it?
Well... Because you seem to know the logistics of everything that goes on in fucking Westeros.
Look, I don't know logistics, okay? I just surmise, okay?
Uh-huh. Hold on, we got a superhero entrance coming up.
Oh my god.
What are these guys bowing down to these guys? Like, I don't understand why they bow down here. Like, has she taught them to worship the Unsullied? Like,
well, is she their queen?
Who are those people that walked in before her? They're not fucking Dothraki, right?
No, those guys, no, they're facing her. Those are Unsullied who are about to fight whoever came in the door, and then she comes in.
Oh, so they saw, I thought, her. They were coming, yeah, so, in the door.
No, the one guy went out to see her. Well, I didn't, fuck. I didn't
that
see
that. Was totally fucked up in that scene. That made no sense to me.
It's just another Daenerys scene that just makes you go, and now what?
Right.
Like, give me something.
Yeah, all right, she's always standing in front of a bunch of people bowing to her, and then fucking nothing happens the next fucking 8 episodes.
Right.
Yeah, right.
All right, this right here, this is your scene. Shit, this is your scene. I fucking love the Brotherhood. My favorite fucking plot line in the whole series.
Now, Falvey, do you think that these guys are basically going to, like, do they plan on handling stuff on their own, or will they join the Stark side?
I honestly don't know where this is going. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know.
It's a small group, right? I mean, there's not a lot of them.
Like, are you saying they might be involved in the battle next episode? I don't think so. I think we would have saw pictures of the Hound or something involved.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, like, it's, I mean, you know, I mean, basically, if you start to plot out where everybody's going, there's two sides. Right. So,
yeah, I think they mentioned,
like, what's coming from the north. So they're just preparing to battle the White Walkers, basically.
Right.
Probably with magic or something, you know.
Well, I think no matter how it shakes out, they're always going to be on the side of Jon Snow, because the entire reason that these guys are out there is because of Ned. Blood. It's out of loyalty to Ned. I mean, this is like the only lasting impact, really, that Ned ever had on the world outside of having his children. Like, that's why, to me, this is just such a fucking great plot line. Like, they're the one good thing that he put out there. So I, you know, no matter how it shakes out, they'll definitely be against the Lannisters at the very least.
Sure. And if they run into any Starks, like, say, Sansa, they'll be like, you know, we obviously honor your father.
Right. Because you got to remember, when Arya was with them briefly, like, they didn't know that she was a Stark. So it was sort of a different situation than if they understood that, oh, this is Arya Stark, not just some fucking kid.
Right.
How funny is it how they basically just divvied out who was going to kick the stump out from under who? And it was like that much of a big deal. I want two.
Yeah.
It's like, all you do is a little shove and it's over. Like, what's the difference? They're all fucking dead. Well,
that fucking line's great, though. He's like, we've given you two for your trouble. That's generous.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, thanks, bro.
He could have kicked three stumps in one swipe. Like, fuck. You know what? I'm sick of talking about this. I'll take all three. Go fuck yourselves.
Yeah.
I dig this. This is a good combo.
Oh, it totally is.
Trying to convert them.
Plus, you get to see the Hound's sword, so that's a big deal.
Yeah.
So this guy who plays Thoros of Myr, I'd have to look up his name. He's a British comedian that did these fucking videos where he plays this, like, shitty gangster based off of Sean Penn's character from Carlito's Way called his name's Mike Strutter. And it's just like, I think they're on YouTube. It might have been on some fucking BBC variety show or something, but really funny shit. Definitely worth checking out for anybody who's listening to this.
Did you guys think that it was a kind of a weird focus on him pissing into the water there? Like, why were they so, I had no idea why they were so focused on the water while he was pissing. I felt like something, I was expecting something to happen during that scene.
Maybe for a higher concentration of dick shots in the show?
Well, but no, I mean, like, from behind him. They were showing him piss, and then the water, and I was just like, what? I was waiting for something to pop out of the water or come up behind him, and you can see the reflection. It was just a weird shot. And then
Jason Voorhees or something?
Yeah, it's just him pissing. Like for like 5 seconds straight. Here, look at him pissing. Just weird. Arya's had a nap the whole episode, by the way, up until now. She's literally been sleeping the whole episode.
Oh, something I thought about this week. I didn't know if you guys had considered this at all. So it's pretty clear that like these episodes are cut together and not all of the timelines always sync up perfectly. Mm-hmm. Like for instance, we'll see like pieces of something going on in Marine, then we'll cut to like different days or different times. Well,
I
hope day.
So. I don't like to believe like all this is happening at the same time every week.
Right, right. So I can't remember which fucking plot line it was, but I read something about somebody thought that one of them was going on like way beyond everything else that's happening. Or like far previous. Fuck, I think it might have been the Hound storyline. The idea was that like everything else has been happening ahead of the Hound storyline. Oh, I can't remember why though.
So yeah. I get it. I get what you're saying. The Hound storyline is like kind of like a flashback like, almost.
Sort of, and like, I think it was playing into some fucking Stoneheart stuff somebody was trying to fucking peddle, but.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Always comes down to a theory. Why didn't she kill her while she was sleeping on the bed, by the way? Like,
great question.
Yeah.
Bad writing. Because mm-hmm. The script says she can't.
And why is she the Terminator? Like, why? Why is she T-2000?
Have you seen this boy?
Oh, man. It's fun. I do like this kind of fucking.
Although, oh my god, so there's one close-up of her coming up, might have already happened, where she looks exactly like Chris Farley.
What?
It's astounding.
Oh, it excites me now. Tell me when. I can't wait to see it.
It's somewhere.
You ever
it's
see that meme of that baby on the internet? That Chris Farley was reborn or whatever?
Yep.
Reincarnated?
I'm telling you, it's the same thing, the nose, everything.
Arya's feeling a lot better, though, after that nap, eh? Like, that, I need some milk of the poppy some days after basketball. Like, just
so God I can get damn up right.
That's fucking right.
Maybe that's the hangover cure we haven't found. Absolutely.
My luck, though, I'll end up buying milk of the puppy, and then I'll be all fucked up. Is it someone send a note, fucking...
Yeah, something's SOS's. Fucked up.
Tom, you there?
I just got like 5 texts in a row. It's near. I'm sorry. It's near the mic. I'm moving it.
Tim got fucking blown up there for a minute.
Blown up, son. This fucker should have answered me 7 hours ago when I texted them. Now it's irrelevant.
Yeah, dude. I'm telling you, it's fucking. It's a female Chris Farley.
Yeah.
I'm buying it.
Chris Farley.
That's ridiculous.
Arya's got some crazy fucking ups too. Like, I love how she takes out every orange pail on the way down these stairs.
Yeah.
Like she doesn't hit miss one of them.
Very, very efficient. Yeah, absolutely has a broken back. Like, no way she doesn't.
And no one's helping her. They're all just picking up their fucking oranges.
Right.
I'm seeing more and more Chris Farley in there.
Yeah, I think I just saw Chris Farley face. It's like I'm fixated on it now.
Yeah, me too.
No, it's totally there.
I'm going to take a bunch of screenshots.
Well, Arya, I'm going to send you away to a van down by the river.
Look, as much as how painfully long it takes to set up this fucking conversation, and how specifically convenient it is that the waif closes the door when she enters the room. It's such a fucking awesome moment when she cuts that candle off. It really is. I can't deny how fucking sweet it was.
I don't know if it landed for me.
I love it. But it also makes me buy that we don't get to see the fight because you know what? No one gets to see the fight. And that's what I like about it. But look, like, let me close this door because there's too much light coming in here.
Right. No. I'm down with all that, and I get the implication and everything. But it's just when you realize that, like, all the setup to this was just so fucking ham-fisted.
Yeah. No.
I just meant the chase scene.
I was just the whole thing. Fuck that. I've always been against it in the book. I'm against it in the show. It's fucking ridiculous. I've hated the fucking questions with questions and answers or questions and all that bullshit. Yeah. But this scene specifically, when she pulls out a needle here and cuts this candle off, I kind of fucking got a little wood.
Yeah, I got you. That's not creepy.
For the fight, not her, you dick.
Hey, you said it. You guys do it weird in Canada.
Whatevs. She's like fucking 22 anyways. Shut up.
Great. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for both of you.
We're getting married.
Oh, great.
This guy sucks. He doesn't do anything. Oh, I fucking hate this guy. It's a fucking joke. He's such a joke. He's all this powerful. He's got a fucking pawn that kills people. Big shit. A room full of faces. Neato.
Have you seen my collection, yeah, dog?
Just do a fucking thing. This guy sucks. Get him off the show. You're out. She would have killed him, too.
There is one thing that's kind of interesting about the way that he just lets her go.
Don't stop it.
No. I'm just saying, when they first met, right, and it's like season two, and she says to him, I have this is my list, and I have to kill these people, right? Mm-hmm. So on some level, I kind of like the fact that he at least understands that, you know, she's got to do this still. It's still not very well written, but...
Nah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of talking myself out of it. It's still kind of shitty.
Well, a lot of this was Jar Jar, though.
True.
We all suffer. I mean, I hated this storyline in the books. Oh, it was a little better in the show, but not really. No, I mean,
you're right. The books was awful. I would just cringe every time a fucking chapter with her name started. I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, a lot of setup. Just felt like a lot of setup this week.
Yeah.
Cool. Because next week's gonna blow our fucking balls off.
There's all sorts of talk on fucking Facebook that, like, some of the listeners are going to do a fucking live Skype thing and all this other shit. And, like, look, you know, more power to you. Absolutely. But I won't be live Skyping.
Yeah, who the fuck wants to do that? Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there will definitely be a commentary, so and that'll be great.
But, that's good enough. 5 days after the fact so we can collect ourselves, because we're all going to be eunuchs after we watch it. Like I said, our boss.
Well, possibly.
All right. Well, that's it.
So, Law, quick question. I'm quoting you here. I've never been so excited and scared for one episode of television in my entire life. Mm-hmm. Sunday. Okay. Scared, why?
Because I don't think it's going to turn out exactly like we want it to turn out.
Oh, okay. So you're scared for the outcome.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay. Excited because it looks amazing. Like, this setup's been fucking phenomenal. The promo pics, all that kind of shit. But we're going to lose some people Sunday.
Right.
You guys should know this. And they're not all going to be bad people.
I'd be fucking shocked if there were any bad people.
Any bad people? No bad people are going to die?
Yeah, it's only the good people die.
For the Boltons.
Right. The episode after, they're just making beef jerky out of all the different Starks.
Yeah. But that's what I mean. I'm kind of in that mindset. So when I said that, Tom, like, I'm really, it just looks like it's going to be such an epic episode. But at the same time, I really don't think it's going to end up well for any of the good guys. I really don't. I think it's
going to shit. They're going in so outnumbered. Yeah. First of all.
All right. So just because, like, obviously we're sort of in a unique position here. I mean, obviously we can talk about it a little bit, and we don't know what the fuck's coming. So, I don't usually watch the promotional shit for the next week, but I did see the trailer for next week's episode that basically made it look like Braveheart times 1,000.
Right, the arrows and everything, yeah.
Yep. So there's a line in the trailer where Jon Snow says something like, if I don't make it, don't bring me back, right?
Right.
Yes.
What are the fucking odds that they kill him again?
I don't know, man.
I mean, it's...
They better not. I'll tell you that right now. As a fan, I will be fucking pissed.
It's fucking possible, though.
Like, of course it is, but I didn't think about it till I saw that clip, and I was like, you've got to be kidding me. No. So you know what, Law? I'm scared too, actually. Now. God damn it. I'm not even excited. I'm just scared. Fuck.
Yeah.
We'll see. It's going to be awesome.
I fucking love you, Jon Snow. Come on. He's got to survive this. What? But if you bother bringing him back and then killing him again, fuck you, GOT. Oh, my God.
All right.
For another season? Another season just ends with him dying? Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. Fuck you. That would give me, like, legitimate life stress. I would have a hard time with that shit.
I think that... tap out. I'd probably be done with the series. Well,
I'll tap out this way. If the end of this fucking episode 10, the end of it is Jon Snow dying and Daenerys standing in front of a bunch of people who are worshiping her, I'm fucking out. I'm
after
fucking
she says Dracarys and makes a dragon burn somebody.
Fuck.
What if there's two dragons instead of one, though? Maybe then we get more excited.
yeah, okay. Add a dragon.
Because we haven't seen the other two in, what, 8 episodes? 7 episodes?
Well, Tyrion let them go, though. Like, what are they doing down there? They're just fucking... They can't find the exit? Like, what are those dragons doing down there?
Yeah, no shit. They're getting attacked by 1,000 friggin' slave ships. You're not going to just release the other two dragons?
That wasn't an option.
They're probably just playing a game of Jenga with all the broken fucking rubble that's down there.
What the fuck? Open the fucking door.
Jesus Christ. This is just a big garage door they forgot to open when he unchained them.
Right. I forgot the code.
It's a fucking automatic garage door.
The door can only be opened for someone without a cock.
But I'm drunk and I don't know any. That's his fucking line. All right, let's go fucking go. I gotta go to work. Listen, next week's gonna be epic. I hope you enjoyed this commentary. Thanks, TM. Thanks, Jack. And we'll be back next week. And
peace.
I fucking love you, Jon Snow. Don't die!
Okay.